Absolutely. I'm ready for whatever they want me to do. You know, that's the way I prepare. I've never not prepared like that. So, I mean, it wouldn't be a surprise if that was the case. Well, he's tough because he's talented, he's quick, he's fast. I mean, he's aggressive, he blocks well. I mean, it's not a part of his game that he's weak at, and you know, I'm very, very aware of that, you know, playing him over the years.
Ken, watching you from the other side, what impressed you most about what Peyton's done this season?
Well, one thing about Peyton, he's always been detailed about his work and things like that, but you know, I was very impressed at how he attacked people and, you know, consistently. You know, it's not like you see an up and down from Peyton. Peyton's always up because he's always ready and always prepared. And it's good to see that firsthand.
Champ,
it's been very frustrating. My most frustrating, probably because I'm living it right now, but you know, the only thing I care about now is I'm back on the field, I'm ready to go, I feel good, and that's all that matters right now.
And then kind of as a follow-up, I mean, the conversations often with quarterbacks, if they need to get the Super Bowl to complete their careers, great players, do you feel like you need that piece of the puzzle?
You know, I don't prepare thinking things like that. All I care about is winning the game in front of me. Not worrying about my legacy, all those things that take care of themselves. So I'm just worried about what's in front of me. If I don't take care of what's in front of me, then, you know, nothing else will matter because I'll probably go out there and have a bad game or something like that. So I don't get caught up in that. I just, you know, when I'm done, I'll look back then. Well, it's going to be tough, you know. Brady's always been tough against us. I don't know how many times we beat him, but not a lot. And you know, he's one of the better quarterbacks to play the last 15 years. And you know, it's going to be one of those challenges. We definitely got to bring our A game, and you know, we know they're going to be ready. So you know, it's going to be a war out there.
You did get the better of him on that interception. Remember that well? The 99 or 100, you look at the other direction.
Yeah, the almost touchdown. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Do you remember the almost part of it, or the 99?
I mean, it was a big play at the time, but, you know, looking back, I wish I'd have scored. But, you know, it is what it is. We won the game.
Have you ever talked to him about that?
No, I haven't. I haven't had a chance to. Maybe one day.
When you or Peyton talk to the younger players on this team, do they gather around you like you're the wise old head? Do they get your jokes? Do they get your music?
Not all the time. You know, they listen. That's one thing I like about our young guys. They don't think they know it all. We got a good group of young guys, and to be honest with you, we only going to go as far as they take us. Our young guys are very important to us and what we do, so they definitely take all they can take in.
How do you feel that being this close, you've been chasing that championship for a long time?
Mm-hmm.
One step away. How do you feel?
I feel good. You know, I feel good about our chances. You know, we just got to go play the game.
Nervous at all?
Yeah, I mean, I get nervous in the preseason. So, I mean, nerves are always there. It's just, you know, are you ready? You know, I'm always confident in what I could do, but the nerves are always there.
How often have you dwelled on the last time you're in this Pittsburgh game, you know, first drive, and you have the interception there?
Not a lot. You know, I can't look back. I can't change it. You know, it was disappointing at the time and frustrating, but it is what it is. I mean, it was 8 years ago, so, I mean, it's not like it was 2 years ago. I mean, it's definitely behind me. I'm just looking forward to this challenge.
Champ, do you feel ready to go back to that left corner spot, that spot that you had before all this started for you?
I'm ready to do whatever they ask me to do. You know, we still putting together what we're going to do this week. And, you know, if that's what it comes down to, then I'll be ready for it.
Do you feel you should be out there?
I feel like I'm going to do whatever they ask me to do. I mean, that's the way I've played it since I've come back from injury. I don't want to force anything, you know, but you know, I feel like I'm ready for whatever's thrown at me.
That AFC Championship game was 8 years ago. Did you ever doubt that you and this team would get back to this point to have another chance to go be this close to this Super Bowl?
We've had some up and down years, but, you know, that's the reason when my contract was up the time before this one. There was no doubt I wanted to be back here because, I mean, this organization is about winning. So it wasn't going to take long until we get back to it. So I feel good about what I did and definitely glad I'm still here. Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot to deal with, but so have the Patriots. You know, it's every team has something to deal with, some adversity, and guys need to step up. And, you know, fortunately enough, we got a good group of young guys that have stepped up, and it looks like we haven't missed a beat. I mean, that's what it's all about. Next man up, be ready to go whenever your number's called.
Champ, there's been a lot of talk about how Brady's taking a hit as far as the targets he's got to throw to this year.
Well, yeah, they do change a lot. I mean, their number one guy last year is on our team. So there's a lot of turnover always in that organization. And, you know, one thing about Brady, he overcomes that, and their defense always plays well. So it's not about one or two guys here and there. It's about the team. And that's one thing they've been consistent with is they've always been a good team, you know, great leaders. And, you know, that's what I expect them to be the rest of the way. Well, we're going to have to a little bit. I mean, I'm sure there's some things he could tell us, but, you know, right now we're just kind of, you know, watching the tape and seeing what we can get from that.
Is it strange to get a guy in the week of the championship game that's been playing with your opponent for basically the whole year?
Not in this league. It's not strange, but, you know, it's probably strange for him more than anybody, but that's how this league is.
This will be Josh McDaniels' first time back in Denver since I know you guys have played him, but mm-hmm.
Fantastic. I mean, the guy's a great coach. I mean, he knows what, you know, what to do on offense. He knows how to get that ball in the end zone. And he's tough. He's always been like that before he got here and after. So we know we got our hands full with him.
He was vilified when he left here. He didn't leave the cupboard bare. You know, Noshon, Demaryius, Fields, Decker. He left some good things here. I don't know if fans around here appreciate that.
Yeah, we do have some good players, you know, that he brought in here, but, you know, what else can I say about him? He definitely left some good guys here, but, you know, the fans, all they care about is winning. We didn't win a lot, so that's all they care about.
Does that seem like a 5 years ago, or does that seem like yesterday?
It seemed like a long time ago, but it was just a couple years ago. You know, these years go by so fast.
Thanks, John.
Oh, yeah.